Hello and welcome to Spanish for Beginners on All FM 96.9.
This is an experiment, a radio show with a difference. It does what it says on the tin. What is that difference? Well, most radio shows, you listen. With Spanish for Beginners, you listen and speak.
Join me as my Spanish teacher, Pablo, teaches me, and he can teach you as well.
Hola a todos. I'm going to teach Gurbir some basic Spanish. So join us on All FM 96.9, and I can teach you too. I am from Mexico. My name is Pablo, but I now live in Manchester. I have been teaching Spanish for so many years, but this is a new adventure for me, and you are more than welcome to join us.
Initially, the objective is not to learn the syntax or the grammar, but to understand and speak simple phrases and sentences. Learn through regular practice in listening and speaking. No previous experience in Spanish is necessary. There is no need to buy books, sign up for emails, or download any apps. All the programs are recorded. You can download and listen and practice at your own pace and time.
The Spanish language is no stranger to All FM. If you're not a regular listener to All FM, can I introduce you to two other programs that should be of interest? First, a relatively recent addition is Tardes Locas en Domingo, or Crazy Sunday Afternoons with Frankie Rodriguez, also known as DJ Frankie from El Salvador, with Grisia Flores. Here's a quick peek.
Señores, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo están? Estamos de nuevo, de regreso, en su programa Tardes Locas. Señores, habíamos estado un poco ausentes, pero ya vinimos. Así de que les damos la bienvenida para todas las personas que nos estén sintonizando. Espero que sea así, por favor, aunque sea la familia y los amigos que nos estén sintonizando. Pero me voy a poner esto por lado porque no sé si se está, si está escuchando. Estamos bien. Bueno, para empezar y romper el hielo, señores, nos vamos a ir con una cancioncita de la vieja escuela. Y ustedes saben que como yo estoy cipote, ¿verdad? Me gusta este tipo de música que hacían antes, que hoy ya no hacen. Crisia, por ahí anda la niña. Pero la van a disculpar, ¿verdad? Bueno, señores, esta canción se llama Sin Ti, de Donato y Estefano. Por favor, si pueden comentar en WhatsApp, si usted se acuerda de esta canción, un poema de canción. Acuérdense, estamos por All FM 96.9, The Real Voice of Manchester. Señores, que disfruten esta canción.
Frankie and Crisia on Sunday Afternoons with Tardes Locas en Domingo. Keep an eye on allfm.org/schedule for timings and repeats. The second is Somos con Cecilia Ramos. We are with Cecilia Ramos. Cecilia, originally from Ecuador, has been in Manchester for a while. So long, actually, she can say the word Manchester far better than I can. Take a listen.
The Real Voice of Manchester. Buenas tardes, mi gente bonita. Mi nombre es Cecilia Ramos. Hoy es martes, son las 5 de la tarde. Eso significa que en el Northwest de UK, en Manchester, se va a escuchar música en español, música bonita para ti. Como todos los martes, estamos otro día más acompañándote esta tarde de no lluvia. Ha salido un poquito el sol, el color lo ponemos nosotros, la vibra la ponemos nosotros. Gracias por estar ahí, gracias por acompañarnos otro día más. Gracias, mi gente bonita. Volvemos ahora mismo que estamos esperando también a nuestra invitada. Espero que te quedes con nosotros estas 2 horas de programa. Si quieres escucharnos, si estás en cualquier parte del mundo, puedes ir a la website www.olfm.org y si estás en Manchester, al 96.9. Y si nos quieres ver qué tal estamos, pues puedes ir a @somos.cr en nuestras redes sociales, Facebook, Instagram y Twitter. Volvemos ahora mismo.
That's Somos con Cecilia Ramos every Tuesday at 5 p.m. until 7 on All FM 96.9. Both programs are in Spanish with lots of music, news, and so highly recommended. My name is Gurbir and I want to learn Spanish. Mi nombre es Gurbir y quiero aprender español. Do you want to too? Then join Pablo and me every other Tuesday at 1 p.m. here on Ball FM 96.9.
So, if you've always wanted to learn Spanish, don't leave for tomorrow that what you can do today. Or, as they say in Spain, no deje para mañana lo que puedes hacer hoy.
All the music clips you will hear are from the freemusicarchive.org. And these clips are used under the Creative Commons license. This license allows anyone to copy, make commercial use of, distribute and transmit the musical work, provided it is attributed to the original author or licensor. Here, I have used La Paloma de la Paz by Rob from the Free Music Archive under the Creative Commons license.
The series starts on Tuesday the 5th of November between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. and then every other Tuesday. Listen on 96.9 FM, DAB or online at allfm.org. More about the program at astrotalkuk.org/Spanish for Beginners. Hello and welcome to Spanish for Beginners. If you want to learn a basic Spanish to make your travels a little more fun perhaps, or communicate with your Spanish-speaking friends, neighbors, or just get more out of your summer holidays, then this may just be for you.
A couple of announcements and housekeeping before we dive in today. Thank you to all those who supported the Forever Manchester and the All FM Marathon Broadcast Challenge across the weekend of the 12th and 13th of October on All FM. So that's a thank you to Alan, Rahim, Ruth, Sadia, Terry and Kev. They kept the discs spinning non-stop throughout the weekend. Yeah, that's just a metaphor. There's no discs really in the modern digital age. Also, thank you to all those who supported the Gorton Tank Recollections campaign and came to the Gorton Tank Celebration Day last week at the Levenshulme Old Library. And thank you also to the National Lottery Heritage Fund for their support in that project. If you missed my contribution, you can hear from Ken Hay and his daughter Janine on their family connections with Gorton Tank at astrotalkuk.org/Gorton-Tank. And then finally, my colleague here at All FM, Cecilia Ramos, does the Somos con Cecilia Ramos every Tuesday between 5 and 7 p.m. here at All FM, entirely in the Spanish language. She always starts off her social media posts with Mi gente bonita, my beautiful people. So lovely that. And I want to tell you about a post she shared. It's a post about a yoga class in Manchester to help raise funds for the devastating floods on the 29th of October in Valencia, Spain. The search and rescue is still undergoing. Cleanup and rebuilding will take years. The yoga class is next Sunday, 10th of November, between 1 p.m. and 2:15 p.m. in central Manchester. It's on 49A Newton Street, Manchester 1, 1FT. That's M1 1 Foxtrot Tango. The time and place do not work for me, but you can donate anyway. More about the yoga teacher, Laura Booth, at Yoga Soul MCR, one word, yogasoulmcr.co.uk/teachers/Laura-Booth. You can sign up on Eventbrite. I have shared Cecilia's post on my Facebook account with the Eventbrite link. And whilst we are here, unfortunately, Valencia in Spain is not alone in facing these harrowing times. The people of Ukraine, Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, Yemen, Libya, and several countries in Africa face similar, if not more, severe suffering. The Disasters and Emergency Committee, an umbrella group of charities, has supported disaster-affected communities around the globe since 1963. And you can donate at dec.org.uk.
I said it's a show with a difference. Well, what is that difference? Most radio shows, you listen. With Spanish for Beginners, you listen and speak. Pablo will teach me as a beginner's Spanish right here on All FM. And you can join in, practice along with us in these hour-long sessions. After the show, you can download and practice all over again at your own pace, time and place. There are not many requirements or rules here. You don't need to buy any books or do any homework, although Pablo might change that, who knows. We recommend, however, a book that you may find useful. It's a free download, and whilst not compulsory, it is highly recommended. My name is Gurbia, and I want to learn Spanish. Do you want to do that too? Join Pablo and me every other Tuesday at 1 p.m. here on All FM. In this first program, we're not really going to start the series proper. This is a bit of an introduction. And in this introduction, we're going to talk about what this program is all about, the format of each program, who this program is aimed for, and what is the longer-term vision that we have. So let's start off with, it's called Spanish for Beginners. And as the title suggests, it's a program for those who have no existing Spanish language experience and want to learn. There are many ways to learn new languages these days. Live online courses, webinars, YouTube, mobile phone apps, local community colleges, and even a virtual teacher through an artificial intelligence app. So, why a live radio program? Well, the answer here is the same as in all the others. For some, options work for some people. There are many different approaches because there are so many of us, many different people. Different people learn differently. I don't know if beginner Spanish All FM may tick all the boxes for you, but if you think it may work for you and you want to give it a go, then please join us. What does this mean? Well, listen to each program live, download the recorded version afterwards, and follow along at your own pace. Downloading the Spanish 101 PDF, a free download. I'll tell you about this, I was going to call it a set book, but it's not mandatory in any way. But there is a book that both Pablo and I will be using as a guide. The book is called SPA 101, that's Spanish 101. And 101 is a term that they use in America, introduction to, of the beginners. So SPA101.pdf. It has 92 pages of text and color images, and it also has numerous embedded links to YouTube where you can click and, for example, listen to the alphabet in Spanish and how it sounds, and numbers and times of the day. All of these things give you an audio exposure to the Spanish language. It is a free download. It's available on the public domain. And I will include a link for that on astrotalkuk.org/Spanish for Beginners. In each week, we will be covering the examples from there. But beyond that, Pablo, I'm sure, will take us on other more interesting aspects of the Spanish language. The content in the program will come from other sources too, but this will be a primary resource that we will use throughout the weeks to come. And it's not essential that you have it, but it's good if you can. If you think it's worthwhile, join in the conversation on Facebook, provide us with some feedback, with ideas for content questions, and join in when we eventually have in-person gatherings. All the links you will need are here at astrotalkuk.org/Spanish for Beginners. Pablo, hello and welcome. I first met you last year when you were teaching Spanish class at Limelight in Old Trafford. How did that come about? And how long have you been teaching it for?
Well, nice to be here with you. Thank you, Gruby, for the invitation. Well, I have been teaching Spanish for so many years. And when I came to the UK, to Manchester, I arrived in just 3 weeks before the lockdown. So, and I wanted to connect with the community, that sense of, you know, that time was difficult for everyone. So I wanted to connect with the community, with the neighborhood. So I decided to, in my free time, to help the community maybe to learn some Spanish. Because in Manchester, I met a lot of people that they lived in Spain, or that they wanted to travel to Spain, and they needed to practice or to continue to practice their Spanish.
Now, you're not from Spain.
No, I'm not from Spain. I speak Spanish, but I am from Mexico. So there are a lot of people that are in the American continent that they speak Spanish.
What percentage of the people in the world speak Spanish these days?
Well, I think that it's getting more and more well known, and all, because of commerce and because of studies and because connections all around the world, you will find a lot of Spanish speakers. Not only South America, also Central America, and also in North America. Mm-hmm. If you travel to the US, you will find a lot of people that speak Spanish there.
Spain is a very popular place for British tourists. You mentioned there's a large Spanish community here in Manchester. Your surname, Pasco, Pablo Pasco.
Pablo is Mexican name. It's like Paul, but in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
But my surname is not Mexican, it's English surname, Pasco.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So my great-great-grandfather, he was from Cornwall, and he moved to Mexico to work in the mines. Right. And at 1880 something like that.
Right.
And so he got his two sons got married with Mexican ladies.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I have that surname, Pasco.
Ah. And Cornwall is well known for its tin mines. So mining expertise, I guess, went from Cornwall all the way to Mexico. So are you the first branch of your family to come and live in the UK?
Yes. Coming back. And that's interesting. So, of course, some of my family members, they traveled. But I am the first one that I know that is here living, no?
So how long have you been in Manchester?
4 years and 7 months.
Which part of Mexico are you from, and were you born there, and what have you been doing, and what do you do in your day job today?
Okay, well, I was born in Mexico City, the capital, that previously it was called Distrito Federal, but recently they have a new official name. It's Mexico City. I was born there, a very big city, 30 million people. And I studied there, and I taught there at the university, and also high school, and also private Spanish classes for foreign people. So I came to the UK because I received an invitation to work here.
And what kind of work do you do?
Well, I am connected with a Christian charity that is trying to help people that are coming from different backgrounds to the UK, to help them to learn English, to help them to get more involved and connected with more people with community. So I am connected with some Christian churches and a library that is in Russian, mm-hmm. and doing different projects in different places.
And I know, in addition to your work with the church and your teaching of here in the UK, indeed, teaching Spanish to speakers of other languages in Mexico. So you've got a lot of experience in languages, but you have another interest. You play the guitar and sing?
Yes, well, I come from a family that loves music. So I love to sing, I love to compose, and I usually am singing all the time. So maybe you're going to hear me sometimes doing some kind of strange sounds.
No, we're going to get you to do some trailers and some singing, especially when we get towards closer to Christmas.
Yes.
So your English, of course, is excellent, like most people who shame us, really. You've been teaching Spanish for a long time. Have you been teaching English as well?
No. I haven't. No, I have been teaching Spanish only as a second language, and I'm still learning English. I have to confess.
I disagree. So, just a reminder then. So, Pablo, I think of as my teacher, but of course, if you're joining along with us, he is your teacher as well. And the objective is to just get speaking. We don't necessarily want to understand the syntax or the grammar, or indeed many of the words that we will be using in the phrases and sentences. And when I'm speaking, I will make mistakes. Pablo is here to correct me, and especially the pronunciation. My pronunciation is very, very bad. The way we looking at this program is every other Tuesday, essentially, we'll be doing a beginner's Spanish language class, and you're going to be teaching me, and the intention is that everybody who's listening will be able to take my place, so to speak, and they can join in. Mm-hmm. So we will be speaking slowly, making sure that the vocabulary that we introduce is for beginners, so no previous experience is necessary. And also, the programs will be recorded. So if you can't either join in, or indeed if you just want to listen again, you can download and listen again whenever you want, when you're doing the washing up, mowing the lawn, maybe sitting in a garden. Okay, so Pablo, let's give everybody an example of how the class might go.
Well, if we start saying or learning about some greetings. So in Spanish, for example, we would say, hola, ¿cómo estás? Hola, ¿cómo estás? That's the way we say when we're trying to say hello, how are you? Hola, ¿cómo estás? Can you repeat, Gurbir?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Once again, hola, hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás, Gurbir?
¿Cómo estás, Pablo?
Muy bien, very good. So, once again, hola, ¿cómo estás, Gurbir?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Very good. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Yes, and we usually, we tend to answer in Spanish, we would say, bien, muy bien, gracias.
Bien, bien, gracias.
Can you repeat, hola, ¿cómo estás, Gurbir?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Very good, and how would be your answer? Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, gracias.
You can say, bien, gracias, or you could say, estoy muy bien, I am good. I am well, I am very good. So you can say bien, you can say muy bien.
I am very well, thank you, would be estoy muy bien, gracias.
Yes, the word for thank you in Spanish is gracias, gracias.
Gracias.
And I want to mention you something here that is very special. If you are traveling to Spain, you will find you will listen to a different accent. Mm-hmm. Because in Spain, they pronounce different the letter C. Mm-hmm. So if you go to Latin America, you will listen to the people saying gracias. But in Spain, they will say gracias, gracias.
And this is the thing I found so far quite a bit of a challenge, mainly because of my accent. The way I pronounce the vowels, let alone the consonants, makes it a bit of a challenge. For example, when you were saying hola, and hola, you see it written down, is spelled with an H.
Yes.
H-O-L-A. And in Spanish, we don't pronounce the H.
Well, that's a very interesting point, because in Spanish, the letter H has a different way of using it. So in Spanish, the letter H appears in many places, but it never sounds. It's always, I tell my students that always it's like one of the letters of the alphabet, that it's always in the party, but it's like a very, very introverted. So it's a letter that really don't want to speak. So it's silent.
Yeah. And what we've just done here, you've defined some of the words, but we generally want to focus on phrases and communication rather than the individual long list of vocabulary or indeed grammatic rules. So the emphasis will always be on speaking, repeating, and focusing on pronunciation, as that little example illustrated. And we will get into verbs, nouns, grammar, and tenses eventually, but initially you will just hear Pablo repeatedly ask me, as you heard a moment ago, how would you say something in Spanish? And then you will hear me trying to say it, and Pablo will be correcting or helping me with the pronunciation. And here's the key thing. If you only listen to this radio program, listen to my responses, you will be a bystander listening to me learning Spanish. That's not the goal. The goal is for you to learn Spanish, so you have to join in and speak as well. And Pablo will be speaking slowly, liberally, and repeat frequently, and all the programs will be available for download. So you will be able to play the recordings and pause and rewind as much as and often as you like. Pablo's native pronunciation is the key. He's here in the studio, which means that you will get to hear, as well as my not so good pronunciation, the proper pronunciation as it should be. And of course, as Pablo just indicated, there are many dialects and pronunciations in different parts of the world. And although we won't be dealing with each of those, just recognize that there are differences, just as there are in English around the world, there are differences in Spanish around the world. Who is this for? To repeat, this is a Spanish language course for absolute beginners. There are no fees. All FM is a registered charity. Pablo and I are volunteers. We don't get paid. The suggested material referenced throughout this series is a free download. It's not essential, but very useful if you can get a copy and have it on your screen or in front of you during each program. The first program starts with the assumption of no previous knowledge or experience in the Spanish language, hence the name. So what would you get out of it? Well, listening and speaking is the core of the program. When you hear Pablo asking me questions, he's asking you. You should answer out loud, whatever you're doing at the time. We will speak slowly, but you can download the program and pause and listen multiple times. Spanish for Beginners uses a set text, and this is the free download, a public domain product, and we will share a link and encourage you to download it. The format of each program will be similar. First quarter of an hour, a review of the previous program. The second and third quarters, introduction and practice of the new content in that show. And then the final quarter, a review of what we've just done. And just before the end, I will include a did you know? The did you know bit will be something funny, quirky, insightful in Spanish or about the Spanish language. And I'll give you an example of that when we finish today's program.
You are listening to Spanish for Beginners with Gurbir Singh and Pablo Pasco on All FM 96.9 MHz, based in Levenshulme, Manchester. In addition to FM, you can also listen on DAB, online at allfm.org and click Listen Now. And if you miss anything, you can listen again on mixcloud.com/allfm969. You can also listen again to this program on astrotalkuk.org/Spanish for Beginners. Not only will you find all the related resources there, but you can download the full program, something you can't do on mixcloud.com. Pablo is from Mexico, so a native Spanish speaker. He is teaching me beginner Spanish here in the studio. Join us and he can teach you too. Initially, the objective is not to learn the syntax or the grammar, but to understand and speak simple phrases and sentences. No previous experience in the Spanish language is necessary. There is no need to buy books, sign up for emails, or download an app. All the programs are recorded. You can download, listen, and practice at your own pace and time. All FM is a resource for all the community. If you are interested in learning about radio and broadcasting, check out the training opportunities on allfm.org/training. All FM has been providing training opportunities for over 2 decades. For advertising opportunities, check out allfm.org/advertising. All FM serves a large number of eclectic mix of communities, including programs for various foreign languages, for example, Cantonese, Farsi, Polish, Punjabi, Ukrainian, and Spanish. Specific shows target the African, Irish, and LGBTQ communities of all ages. All FM has a proud record of winning awards. This year, 2024, it received the Bronze Award at the ARIAS for Community Station of the Year at the Theatre Royal, Drury Lane. For the latest news and updates, visit allfm.org and facebook.org/allfm.
Pablo, what's the longer-term vision? How do you think it'll pan out over the weeks as we go?
Well, I think that we are starting this new adventure together, Gurbir. And I think that every other week we would love to have more audience and people connecting to the radio station, and that maybe I could be helpful for you learning some things about, for example, greeting, how to ask simple questions when you travel, and to continue with some vocabulary that is helpful, doing some kind of tourism, mm-hmm. and also how to speak better, managing some kind of talking about you, about other person in singular or in plural. And I have some ideas. I have my idea is that we can do something from here to December, mm-hmm. and maybe we can think about continue with this wonderful experience, helping not only you, Gurbir, but also more people like those who are listening to this program to learn and practice in a simple way Spanish.
Yeah, and that's quite an important point. This is a bit of an adventure. That's a better word than an experiment. And okay. I think we are learning as we go in terms of the structure and the format of the program. And we welcome your ideas. And by the end of December this year, we perhaps should have a better understanding and then have a fresh start in 2025. And as Pablo was saying, we are going to be learning about not just the language, but the whole purpose of the language is to give us access to a culture, a music, an art, communities that we otherwise wouldn't have access to, for a richer experience. And no matter where you end up going, whichever Spanish-speaking country you go to, this basic foundation of Spanish that we're aiming for will be of use to you. And just a reminder, there is no homework. There's no obligation. There's no requirement to do this regularly at 1 p.m. every other Tuesday. You can just follow us online by downloading each program. We hope at some stage, Pablo, I know you're a very gregarious person, just like I am. I'm quite happy to have people, perhaps those some of us who are listening, to either join us in the studio for some of the recordings and maybe some other face-to-face meetings as well.
That's great. I'm open to that.
And then you will bring your guitar.
Yes, one. Sometimes I will bring and I will teach you to sing some simple Spanish songs or some different songs in Spanish from different backgrounds. Yes, that would be great.
Just be learning a little bit more about you. You were born and worked and taught in Mexico. And it's Mexico. It's a huge city. Do you say 20 million population?
Well, the country, we have 130 million.
Right.
And in Mexico City, it's 30 million people. So it's a little bit big.
So it's much larger than Spanish in the population.
Yes, yes. It's the main language.
Yeah. So I keep thinking of, you know, just like we quite erroneously think of Britain, the English-speaking country, that most of the English speakers would be here, but that's not true. In the same way, more Spanish speakers are in South America, in Mexico, than there are in Spain. I'm fascinated by the history of South America, an independent civilization which has grown up, okay, after Egypt, China, and India, but fascinating history of not just Mexico, but whole of South America.
American continent.
Yeah. And is that an interest that you have when you were growing up?
Yes, yes, of course. We have a lot of connections with Spain, of course, because Spain conquered many countries in Latin America. So it is very interesting that you will find, relating this with the Spanish, is that you will find a big variation between every country or every region in the same country.
Hmm.
So I lived in Spain also with my wife for 5 years. So we had the experience of living there and practicing and listening to other kind of Spanish there. So in the case of Mexico, yes, it has a big, big history, and many other countries in South America and also in Central America. But all of them are interestingly connected with the history of Spain.
Hmm.
Because these great empires that they went to many other places and they brought some wonderful connections.
And these connections are still live today with so much easier transport. Looking forward to learning about that from you as the weeks go by. You mentioned your wife. Is your family here with you in Manchester as well?
Yes, my wife is here and also my son. We have a son, 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So we arrived, the three of us together, and we are enjoying the wonderful weather in Manchester. Yes.
We're soaking this morning.
And maybe we also are going to learn something about the weather, but in Spanish.
Oh, yes.
That's very important.
Yeah. This is Program Zero. What do you think we should cover in the very first program?
Well, I was thinking that we can focus in some very important things. So I am a very relational person, and I think that languages, it's related to that. So we don't want to teach Spanish. I don't want to teach Spanish only to have information, but you can be that you can have better connections.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to cover in the first sessions some things about greetings, how to say hello, how to say bye-bye, and also to introduce yourself in a proper way.
Mm-hmm.
How to what is your name, for example? Where are you from? From which country do you come from? Where do you live? These are simple questions that normally we do and we ask when we meet a new person.
You're saying, Pablo, there's a very large Spanish community or Spanish-speaking community here in Manchester. And as everybody knows, on All FM, we have our own Somos con Cecilia Ramos. And every Tuesday, Drive Time in Spanish Language Show, 5 till 7 p.m. It's all in Spanish, 2 hours of not only Spanish voices you'll hear, but also Spanish music such as merengue, cumbia, reggaeton, and interviews and discussions and news.
The free to download PDF, SPA 101, has useful stuff in it. For example, the Spanish alphabet. I learned the English alphabet, as in A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, Z, when I was quite young. The letters in Spanish, the Spanish alphabet, are very familiar. In English, we have 26 letters, but in Spanish, there are 27. The letter N occurs twice. The first N is just as the one that we have in English, but the second one is pronounced as Enya. Can I share a tip with you on how to remember that and that sound it makes? Time for a quick musical interlude. If you are anywhere near my age, 66, you will recognize the song. Who's the singer? Yes, it's the Irish singer Enya. If you think about how to say that name, then you've got the right pronunciation for the second version of N in the Spanish language. We're going to have a quick look at the Spanish alphabet, but no need to commit any of the following to memory. The purpose is simply to get familiar with what's in SPA 101 and what type of information it contains, and become familiar with the sounds of the Spanish alphabet. In this example, note that the speaker does not have a native Spanish accent, so Pablo will repeat this in the coming weeks. You may recognize some of the words, such as Juan, Leonardo, and Mama. The purpose here is to start becoming familiar with the sounds of the letters, not necessarily the meanings of the words. Right now, you will hear only the audio, but if you do use the SPA 101, the link in it, on page 2, will take you to a YouTube video. You will hear the sound and see the text, so do check it out. Here, I'm just going to play you the audio. Here we go.
Ah. B, C, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, E, Y, M, N, Ñ, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, B, W or W, X, Y or J, and Z. So the names of the letters are important when we have to spell things out. Now the sounds that the letters make. I'm going to read through the examples and give a little bit of explanation as to the different sounds that some of the letters can make. So here we go. Alfredo. Bajo, casa, cine. The letter C makes the softer S sound if it has an E or an I after it. Otherwise, it gets the K sound. Chica, día, cada. The letter D has a slight subtle difference. If the D begins a word or a syllable, it will get a harder D sound. If the D is within the word, especially between vowels, it will get the softer TH sound that we have in English, as in the word the. So, cada. Elefante. Familia. Gente. Gato. Guerra. The letter G. The letter G makes a softer H sound if it has an E or an I come after it. Otherwise, it makes the hard G sound. Notice that with the word guerra, if the G is followed by a UE, then the U will be silent. Hijo. With the letter H. The letter H is silent. Just go to the next letter. Niño. Juan. Katy. Leonardo. Me llamo. Mamá. Nada. Mañana. Hola. Paco. ¿Quién? Ratón. Carro. Cara. The letter R, if it comes at the beginning of a word, will be trilled or rolled. So, ratón. If there's a double R within a word, that will also be rolled or trilled. Carro. If there is a single R within a word, the R will take on the D sound. Cara. Continuing, we have sin, todo, público, vaca, cavar. The letter V and the letter B make the same sounds. If a B or a V begin a word, then it should make the hard B sound. If a B or a V are within the word, especially between vowels, they will get a softer sound. Cavar. Wilma. Words with the letter W are adopted into the Spanish language, and so the W maintains the W sound. México. Existir. The X can make two sounds. It can make the H sound, as in México. It can make the KS sound, as in existir. Unfortunately, there isn't a rule that helps us know when to make the KS sound versus when to make the H sound. So the uses of the letter X have to be memorized with the word. Jessica, Uruguay. The letter Y makes the Y sound. In the Mexican Spanish, the letter Y and the double L make the English Y sound. So, Jessica. Now, if you go down further towards Central America, the Y takes on a J sound. So you'll hear people say, Jessica. Okay. And then if you go further down to Argentina, the Y will take on a J sound. So, Jessica. Notice with Uruguay, the Y is used in conjunction with a vowel. When a Y is used this way, it will take on an I sound. Uruguay. And then finally we have zorro. The letter Z doesn't make the Z sound at all in Spanish. The letter Z actually makes the S sound. Zorro. And that is the Spanish alphabet.
We will be returning to the letters in the alphabet, the sounds they make, and the examples of the words used to illustrate them in December here in Spanish for Beginners. So, Pablo, I'm really looking forward to beginning this adventure next time. And next time we'll start proper. And so I'm going to say this in English. Starting at 1 p.m. every other Tuesday for an hour on All FM, listen on 96.9 FM, DAB, or online at allfm.org. How would you say that in Spanish?
Well, we could say, comenzaremos la próxima sesión de manera más formal cada 15 días. En el programa de 96.9 All FM, de 1 a 2 de la tarde, los días martes.
Thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to catching up with you for the very first program next time, starting at 1 p.m. every other Tuesday for an hour on All FM. Listen on 96.9 FM DAB or online at allfm.org. Once more, please, Pablo.
Los esperamos cada 15 días, los días martes, de 1 a 2 de la tarde, para aprender español en 96.9 en All FM.
Pablo, muchas gracias.
De nada, Gurbir. Adiós.
Adiós. That's it for today. Today it was an overview of what Spanish for Beginners is about. Thanks to Pablo for joining in this experiment, or is it an adventure? And you too, if you are coming along for the ride. Today we looked at what the program was all about, an introduction to Pablo, what the program structure and format and prerequisite and a longer term vision may be. Next time, on the 19th of November, we will look at some common phrases on page 5 of SPA 101, the PDF file that we're using throughout this course. Some common phrases including buenos dias, good morning, como estás, how are you, and como te llama, what is your name. On the 3rd of December, we will look at some more vocabulary on page 6 of SPA 101. Expressions such as lo siento, I'm sorry, muchas gracias, thanks a lot, igualmente, likewise. The final program of this year, on the 17th of December, well, we haven't quite finalized that yet. There will be more vocabulary, and we will return to the alphabet and incorporate some of your feedback. There are many kinks to be ironed out. What are those kinks? What's missing? How can future programs be better? We hope to have live phone-ins and face-to-face meetups. In the meantime, leave your comments at facebook.com/allfm, or you can drop Pablo and me an email via info@astrotalkuk.org. If you want to download and listen to the show again, best to use astrotalkuk.org/Spanish for Beginners. All the information, resources, and past programs will be available for download in one place. Just as in most languages, many ways to say farewell in Spanish: adios, goodbye, or hasta próxima vez, until next time. Remember, if you want to do something, don't hang around, get on with it. Don't put off to tomorrow that what you can do today. Or in Spanish, no dejes para mañana lo que puedes hacer hoy. Spanish for Beginners with Gurbir Singh and Pablo Pasco on All FM 96.9 MHz, based in Levenshulme, Manchester. In addition to FM, you can also listen on DAB, online at allfm.org, and click Listen Now. And if you miss anything, you can listen again on mixcloud.com/allfm969. You can also listen again to this program on astrotalkuk.org/Spanish for Beginners. Not only will you find all the related resources there, but you can download the full program, something you can't do on mixcloud.com. Pablo is from Mexico, so a native Spanish speaker. He is teaching me beginner Spanish here in the studio. Join us and he can teach you too. Initially, the objective is not to learn the syntax or the grammar, but to understand and speak simple phrases and sentences. No previous experience in the Spanish language is necessary. There is no need to buy books, sign up for emails, or download an app. All the programs are recorded
you can download, listen and practice at your own pace and time. All FM is a resource for all the community. If you are interested in learning about radio and broadcasting, check out the training opportunities on allfm.org/training. All FM has been providing training opportunities for over 2 decades. For advertising opportunities, check out allfm.org/advertising. All FM serves a large number of eclectic mix of communities, including programs for various foreign languages, for example, Cantonese, Farsi, Polish, Punjabi, Ukrainian, and Spanish. Specific shows target the African, Irish, and LGBTQ communities of all ages. All FM has a proud record of winning awards. This year, 2024, it received the Bronze Award at the Arias for Community Station of the Year at the Theatre Royal, Drury Lane. For the latest news and updates, visit allfm.org and facebook.org/allfm.
Soy un hombre del pueblo, harto de trabajar. Mi vida es el trabajo, paloma, pero me pagan mal. Las leyes están hechas a favor del patrón. La ley no escucha al pueblo, paloma, aunque tenga razón. Que no, paloma, no, que así que no trabajo yo. Que no, palomita, que así que no trabajo yo. El deber del trabajo, dicen que tengo yo. De mis deberes hablan, paloma, de mis derechos no. Pero nos uniremos contra la explotación. La fuerza de la gente, paloma, siempre estará en la unión. Que no, paloma, no, que no trabajo yo. Que no, palomita, que así que no trabajo yo. Nos juzgan y condenan en nombre de la paz. Cada vez que pedimos, paloma, justicia y libertad. Pero la paz tú eres y con ellos no estás. Que vuelas con nosotros, paloma, paloma de la paz. Vuela, paloma, y di que no, que así que no trabajo yo. Que no, palomita, que no. Que así que no trabajo yo, buena paloma y di que así que no trabajo yo, que no palomita que así que no trabajo, que así que no trabajo yo. Nos juzgan y condenan en nombre de la paz. Cada vez que pedimos, paloma, justicia y libertad. Pero la paz tú eres y con ellos no estás. Que vuelas con nosotros, paloma, paloma de la paz. Vuela, paloma, y
así que no trabajo yo. Que no, palomita, que no. Que así que no trabajo yo. Buena paloma.